This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The National Urban League has fresh data out this morning on the state of Black America. This report measures racial inequality in U.S. society and the economy. Metrics include employment, health care, housing, criminal justice, and more. This year's report comes in even 60 years since the passage of the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964. Mark Morial is president of the Urban League and joins us now. Mr. Morial, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It is always great to be with you.
Your report shows that racial economic inequality has in some ways widened in some areas in recent years. I was looking, the report cites data that in the year 2000, a black man earned 75 cents for every dollar earned by a white man. And then by 2024, this goes down to 71 cents, 75 cents to 71 cents. That seems like the wrong direction.
It is the wrong direction, and it underscores that while progress has been made in opening doors, economic equality, economic parity in this country is elusive. If you look at many of our urban communities, Chicago being one, the decline of manufacturing, the decline of blue-collar jobs, and the continued persistence of both explicit and implicit bias in hiring and promotions. You can never discount that.
Help me understand the important part of this report that calculates, compared to a just society where people are getting their fair share, this report finds that still African-American people are still missing out on 24% of the pie. Is that how I should understand it?
That's a good way to understand it. What does this index do? It compares the social and economic status of black Americans to white Americans. It looks at 300 pieces of data. We've seen some closures in the education gap, but there's still a gap. The healthcare gap, the economic gap, in the social justice, which covers the criminal justice system, we've actually seen a loss of ground in a significant way. We can track where we move forward. We can track where we move backward as a nation, but also it helps create a roadmap about the areas where intensive work needs to be done.
It depends on how you even cut the statistics. For instance, I was on the air last April talking about unemployment among black people falling below 5% for the first time on record. This is what happened in the last year, right? But white unemployment was 3.4%. So you still see the gap.
The gap is still there. And the gap to some extent is narrowed from maybe 2-1 to 1.5-1. But is it sustainable? Sometimes today when you are even employed, that paycheck may not go far enough. And people say, well, it's inflation, but it's something more specific than that. For the average American, it's housing costs. President Biden had a plan to expand investments in housing in his original Build Back Better America plan. What happened to it? Joe Manchin did not support it, and it was deleted from the plan that eventually got passed. To make housing more affordable, we've got to build. We've got to eliminate redlining in toto, and we've got to create better access to affordable housing for all.
Mark Morial is president of the National Urban League. You can find a link to the National Urban League's 2024 report on the state of Black America on our website, marketplace.org. Mr. Morial, thank you very much.
Always appreciate you. Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you, too.